This is Fred T with another BelowTopSecret.com podcast. What I wanted to talk about today was Boy Scout tales. I'm an Eagle Scout myself. Enjoyed my time in the Boy Scouts. We had a large troop and explorer post. I won't bore you with the usual somebody forgot toilet paper stories or anything like that, but I wanted to see if any of you guys had any interesting scout stories out there. We had a really large troop. We were rather well off. We had several patrons in the high-tech industry, one of which being several people that held very high-level positions at Atari Corporation. And Atari was the company in the early 80s, particularly in Silicon Valley. Three or four times a year, we went to their game room at their corporate headquarters, which basically all their arcade games were rigged up for free. And you know, that was actually a big deal for our time. I know you guys with your PlayStation 2s and Xboxes look at some of the games that were considered, the cat's meow in our time and have a good chuckle. But for us, you know, that was something else to see that kind of stuff. As one of the benefits of our troop was that they would send you to three different survival schools. We went up and did winter survival training. This happens when you got a little older. You do winter survival training up in Washington. We did desert survival training in New Mexico. I think he was a Navajo Indian. I'm pretty sure he was Navajo. And he just took 12 of you out in the desert with almost nothing for a week. And you basically survived. It was very, educational. Now, the odds of me needing desert survival skills are probably pretty remote, but you never know. The discipline and other stuff, that leadership skills particularly, really come to mind as you move on and do other stuff like that. But this isn't an ad for the Scouts. Between you and me, the Scouts have kind of lost touch with time, and I think, much like many other things in our society, I think they're probably going to fade out. At least certainly in California, that seems to be the case. You just don't see as much Scouts as you used to. The third survival school we sent to was kind of just regular forest survival, deciduous forest, however you want to call it. It was in this place in Colorado. And it was quite interesting. Two of us went from our troop at that time. We had just turned 18. So you spent a week training, and it was actually run by bona fide Marine Drill Corps instructors. You train for a week, and then you were helicoptered out to some remote location, and you had to make your way back through the forest. And I mean, we're not talking, you're in the middle of BF nowhere. And the Marine guys, they were just stereotypical, what you see in every movie. The Smokey the Bear hat, the total lack of any sort of concept of the term personal space. They had absolutely no problems of getting into your face. And the saliva control was just really poor. And I don't know if they worked up their breath beforehand or not, but man, these guys had just the worst breath imaginable. And they're screaming at you, and they're scary. Anyway, needless to say, their lessons were well kept. I remember this, there's a city, actually it's more like a village, in the Santa Cruz Mountains, which is south from here, called Boulder Creek, not to be confused with Boulder Creek, Colorado. And I remember one kid started breaking down, and these two kids from Boulder Creek will crop up again at the end of the story, started breaking down, and, "Why do you keep yelling at me?" And this guy just, "I do not yell. I communicate in a tone of voice that ensures that I'm misunderstood, misheard, or misrepresented." Just screaming it at this kid. If that's the way he is with a bunch of scouts, how's he with these guys in boot camp? Holy cow. Anyway, So we went through our training. We get helicoptered out. We're left on this ridge in the middle of nowhere. You've got your 10 essentials, which is basically some maps, a signal mirror, knife, compass, you know, things like that. And you're given just basically a general bearing to head in. And you've got a week. We also had a little transponder deal. If we got into trouble, we could come back. Clearly, you know, we're talking, you know, 1987 here. So this is, I doubt that this type of training would fly today, particularly with liability issues. So anyway, as the helicopter is lifting off, out of the side door comes this chicken, live chicken. It apparently was your one free gift from them. You know, they'll give you food the first day. Meanwhile, needless to say, they hadn't fed you the night before. That was part of the deal. So this chicken comes flying out. So we're sitting there, and you know, a couple of city boys never had to kill anything in our lives, right? Good God, those chickens are fast. I mean, that thing just didn't want to go down, period. I mean, it took like an hour to get the stupid chicken caught and killed. And you know, even after you kill them, they're still kind of twitching around and moving. So we're sitting there looking at this chicken carcass. We have no idea what to do with it. And so first, you know, let's get the feathers off of it. So we started to pluck the feathers, and you know, after a couple of minutes of that, this really sucks. So what we did was we had the brilliant idea, and again, you know, we just turned 18. We weren't that bright. We'll just spit the thing. You know, we're not going to gut it, because that's, I don't even want to look at the heart and lungs and all the innards. We'll just spit it, put it over the fire, and burn the feathers off. So we did. We proceeded to get a fire going. We spitted this bird, you know, with the neck still partially on, you know, because we hadn't quite been able to cut through the neck, mind you. With the feet still on, and almost totally covered with feathers. Well, feathers caught on fire, burned through the stick, fell into the fire. Then you get entrails are like bubbling out of the neck, and oh God, it was the worst tasting chicken you can imagine. Anyway, I'm going to try to keep this to my first podcast under 10 minutes, so I'm going to try to keep this short here. So anyway, we gradually make our way back. It took us about 4.5 days to get back, because the terrain is pretty brutal. It's not like you're walking over flat terrain. You're going up and down these mini mountain ranges and stuff like that. Anyway, these two guys from Boulder Creek, the one that had been yelled at by the drill instructor, they were the last group back. They're actually a day overdue, and so we were starting to gear up to go out and look for them, come wandering back into camp. Well, you could smell these guys from 100 feet away. They reeked. And apparently what had happened is they had decided that their mission was to bring the chicken back alive. And so they had spent a day trying to catch the chicken. In the process of trying to catch the chicken, they killed it, accidentally, apparently, and then proceeded to hike for days in really summer in Colorado is hot. In hot weather, with this decaying chicken carcass rotting away on their back through cougar country, God knows what other wildlife's poking around out there. You could smell them from 100 miles away. Anyway, what I'll never forget is this drill instructor. You did what? If I get into a plane crash with the two of you, I'm going to shoot myself to put myself out of my misery. You two are the biggest bunch of morons I have ever seen. Anyway, that's my best scout story, and I want to see if anybody else has anything else out there. This is Fred T. signing off.